VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Syria's new interim prime minister says he wants to deliver basic services, resettle refugees, and start tackling other vast challenges facing an economy hollowed out by war, corruption, and sanctions under the Assad regime. But Syria's coffers are empty of foreign currency. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Long queues form at a Damascus bakery on Wednesday, one of many signs of Syria's critical economic problems. As the new interim prime minister, Mohamed al-Bashir, said he wanted to bring back millions of Syrian refugees and provide basic services, but would struggle to without foreign currency. Syria's coffers contain only local pounds worth barely anything, Bashir told Italian newspaper Il Corriere della Sera. Bashir ran a rebel-led government in a tiny pocket of northwestern Syria before the 12-day rebel offensive toppled President Bashar al-Assad. In the capital, banks have reopened, as have shops, and there are fewer armed men about. But rebuilding Syria will be a colossal task, following a civil war that killed hundreds of thousands of people. International sanctions on the Assad regime have also gutted the economy. Two senior US congressmen, a Republican and a Democrat, wrote a letter calling for Washington to suspend some sanctions on Syria. The most punishing ones are up for renewal this month, and the former rebels have told Reuters they are in touch with Washington about potentially easing them. Basil Hamwi, head of the Damascus Chambers of Commerce, told Reuters the new government has told business leaders it will adopt a free market model after decades of state control and integrate Syria into the global financial system.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.